In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for Denzel Teague on his 85th birthday. That happens to be my grandfather. Today we celebrate the feast of a particular saint. If you're paying attention to the beginning of the Mass, the introduction, you know who it is. Or if you just know a lot of saints, like Lydia, maybe you know who it is. What's today's saint? That's right. The Virgin of Pilar. The Virgin of Pilar. Today is a particular day also in the secular culture. We celebrate what? The day of Columbus. Day of Columbus. Columbus Day. Why today is today called the Day of Columbus? Columbus Day. It's because on this day, Columbus landed, found land. And it also is connected to the feast day which we celebrate today. As Columbus, though he's not a saint, I always want to call him a saint. Unfortunately, he'll probably never be declared as such, though he led an exemplary life. Was that as he was seeking Our Lady and putting his trust that she was going to somehow guide his ships through the New World without great incident. Today is a day when the Church would celebrate the coming of Our Lady, the Virgin of Pilar, in Zaragoza, Spain. What happened there was the year 40. That's 40, not quite a little bit older than Father is. 40. The year 40, meaning 7 years after our Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross. St. James was already going out seeking to bring salvation, seeking to bring the message of the gospel out to the ends of the earth, as it said in the scriptures, hacia las rincones de la tierra, the corners of the earth. And so, in that movement, he wasn't meeting with any success. Everybody was rejecting him. He couldn't find any foothold for the gospel to take place. Such were the people of the Iberian Peninsula there in España and Spain, that they were terribly opposed to the gospel. And so he was crushed, and underneath the weight of his lack of success, he was beginning to doubt whether God was actually calling him in this way. Am I really supposed to be here? Shouldn't I have gone some other direction where God would have given me success? Maybe it's because I've gone to the wrong place that the gospel is not being accepted. And in that moment, what happened? Our Lady made her first apparition. By the way, she was still alive, so it was a bilocation. She was bilocating that moment. And so even though she was there in Ephesus with St. John, the apostle, she was in prayer at that moment. God revealed to her the need of her dear son, St. James, Santiago, in his great brokenness of heart. And God gave her the grace to bilocate and to give him encouragement in that moment and tell him not to worry, that our Lord was with him and that he would use even the sufferings which he was enduring at that moment. The work that he was doing would be used for the great success of the church in Spain. And that it was the will of God, that there should be a church erected here in Zaragoza, Spain, which would be the first church in all of Spain. How did she appear? I forgot to mention this. That the angels brought her and carried her on the clouds, as it were, and set her upon a marble pillar. Marble pillar. And that's why she's called the Virgin of the Pillar, because she was there upon that pillar, which is still there to this day. And so he erected a little tiny, very, very small church that was there, a very small edifice in that very same place, which is where you can go visit to this day. The image of the Virgin of Pilar is only about that tall. That tall. But the angels actually crafted that very same image there, which was kept safe until that time. She told him, look, you're going to be successful, not during your lifetime, though. Spain will be great. And she showed him a vision of how great the church in Spain would be eventually. But it would be won by the sufferings he was enduring then. If you go through the annals of history, yes, he died without seeing any success. He was died in Jerusalem after going back, and they brought his bones back because he loved the Spanish people so much. Eventually, his bones were discovered, and eventually, all of Spain was turned into a great Catholic kingdom, which is the very kingdom which sent Columbus to arrive in America this very day, the Virgin of Pilar. There to say that here, now that Spain is totally conquered for the glory of God, so too, Columbus, your arrival will conquer a new people for Christ, a new people for Christ at the very same time. A beautiful image which is given for us there, a beautiful guiding of God's history, because it's his story. He's controlling all things. There are a few other things I could share with that, but I'll leave those to your own study. Just one thing for today. St. James was incredibly discouraged. He saw no success. He saw suffering everywhere. He couldn't get a grip on anything that was going, and he thought it was all for loss, so he was despairing in reality, totally crushed. But who came to help him? Our Lady. In the same way, whatever our fears or sorrows are, Our Lady is never deaf to the cries of any of her dear children. That's something for us to recognize. She hears our cries. Just like she came to St. James, she wills to come to us in little ways, in the midst of whatever it is that we're doing, to have courage to keep on going forward. Think of the things which you experience and the things which I experience in my life, little things, the sufferings of our everyday, that maybe we don't really want to engage with, but they're there. And we kind of maybe want God to take them out of our lives, because we don't want to experience them anymore. But what the message of the Virgin of Pilar teaches us is that the sufferings that we're doing, which is truly beyond what you and I can imagine, it will only allow him to do so in this way and at this time. So ask Our Lady for that grace today. Just as she visited Santiago and because of his great sufferings allowed him to raise up a great people for Christ here, and she did so the same thing when Columbus landed there to pave the way for her coming in the Americas in a new way, so too our Lord wants to do something great with the sufferings and the difficulties we have if we'll just hold on to the end. The scriptures say, as it says in the gospel or in the first reading, it was for freedom that God has come to set us free. So let us not hold fast to the yoke of slavery which was formerly our life, but persevere in the way of suffering that he's given for each of us. You and I have no idea what's going to occur from those. But from the end of the world, as it speaks about in the gospel, when it's time for all to be judged, that's when God will show us exactly this is how that suffering is going to work out. Exactly that's how I was able to use the good works that you did. Just trust me in it. I've got something greater in store. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.